either reserve. You're listening to leaders.com. Leaders.com.
الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قالوا لا علم لنا إنك أنت علام الغيوب صدق الله العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة أما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم Honorable brothers in Islam, mothers and sisters listening at home, Alhamdulillah, in our holiday period, we have covered the biography, the life of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. We briefly touched and gave an explanation on the subject of his birth, some of his miracles, Rafa ila sama, the ascension to the heavens, and inshallah his return also back in this dunya. So alhamdulillah, some of the main points of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam have been covered. Perhaps the only one part which is not covered, which I wish to inshallah cover in our session tonight, is the standing of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. So Isa alayhi salatu wasalam will be questioned by Allah on the day of Qiyamah. That inshallah we can cover tonight if Allah wills. Before we do that, if we look at Suratul Ma'idah, verse number 109 and 110, you will find that an answer to one very important question has been given to us. On the day of Qiyamah, who will be the first of the groups that will be questioned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Who will be the first people that will be questioned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? When we look at Suratul Ma'idah, the Mufassireen have mentioned, Mufti Shafi Sahib has mentioned this also, that the first group of people to be questioned on the day of Qiyamah will be Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam. So the prophets will be the first to be questioned. Hisab and Kitab will be given and they will be accounted for. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will question them. This is in the Quran, the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this will be done in front of all of the human beings. The ummah of Adam alayhi salam until the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every community will be there. And everyone will be standing. Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam will be questioned directly by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, one might wonder that why is it that the prophets will be questioned first? Why will be the Anbiya, the messengers, that will be questioned first? The reason for that the ulama have given is so that from the very beginning everyone will know that today it is the day of reckoning and nobody will be exempted. Nobody will be exempted. If a Nabi is questioned, then what about an ordinary individual? So today, that day which is Maliki Yawmiddin, the day of judgment, it will be such a day that everyone will be accounted for. He will have to give his own reckoning, his hisab kitab. And so the Quran says, يَوْمَ يَجْمَعُ اللَّهُ الرُّسُلُ. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will, on that day when He will assemble all of the prophets, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on that day will assemble all of the prophets, everyone will be standing. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to them, فَيَقُولْ مَاذَا أُجِبْتُمْ. How were you responded? How were you responded? Now the reason for saying ujibtum is to tell us that the hisab and kitab is not actually directly with the Nabi. Because Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam are ma'asum. What are they? Ma'asum. Ma'asum means they are free from sins. So there is no judgment for a Nabi. But because the responsibility that was given to them, that Nabuwat was given to them, and when they spoke about Allah to the people, Mada ujibtum, how did the community react? What was their response to you? Fayakulu Mada ujibtum, tumhe kaunsa jawab diya gaya? What was the response of the people that you were sent to? Now, this would put a Nabi in a very, very difficult situation. The ulama have mentioned, of course, a Nabi has to give the right answer. And this would also mean that at times to reveal and expose someone that is from their own following, from his own community, from his own group of people, and to expose him that he said no, he did not perform salah, he did not give zakat or whatever, this would be very, very difficult for a Nabi. Generally, a Nabi has got shafkat, love in the heart for the community. That is the makeup of a Nabi. And so when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking the Nabi, tell me how they responded to you, what would be the best answer given by the messengers and the prophets? Because they have to give an accurate answer. And so all of the prophets will say, La ilma lana. What will they say? La ilma lana. Oh Allah, we don't have any knowledge. Oh Allah, we don't have any knowledge. Now this is the answer they will give to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh Allah, we don't have any knowledge. Now, this answer that we don't have any knowledge, that they will all say, when Allah is saying, what did your ummah say? Remember, this is right at the beginning. The first batch of people that will be questioned. If it is in context to the people who came after the demise of that Nabi, then this answer is right. Then this answer is right. Because if a Nabi passed away, and then what did the Ummah do, what did the followers do after that? And for a Nabi to say, Wallahu alam, I don't know, I was not amongst them at all. So in that context, the answer would be right. That I had passed away and for 30, 40, 50 years before the coming of another Nabi, how the people had reacted to the Wahi revelation, did they accept the Wahi revelation, that we don't know. That the Nabi says, we don't know, oh Allah, that is only in your knowledge. In that context, it is right. But for a Nabi, obviously, to be born in this dunya and to give da'wah to his people for them that they should worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they were people who had embraced Islam. And they were also people who rejected the da'wah of that Nabi. So in their time, they also knew of those who were what we know as the Kuffar, but were from amongst their followers, but were from amongst the followers of that Nabi. But they were Kafir, Kuffar. Like Abu Lahab, Abu Jahl, and you had Abu Bakr Siddiq, Hazrat Umar Farooq, they embraced Islam. But Abu Jahl, Abu Lahab were Kuffar, everybody knew of that. And the Nabi also knows that they are kafir. So how would this answer be correct on the day of Qiyamah for a Nabi to say, "Oh Allah, we have no knowledge," when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking them that how were you responded? How were you responded by your followers? We have no knowledge, O Allah. Imam Razi rahmatullah alayhi has given an answer in Bahrul Muhit in his tafsir. He says this answer is right that is given by the Nabi. This tells you the intelligence of a Nabi. How intelligent? Ambiyawa. And he said that Iman, which is faith, faith is actually connected to the secret of the heart. It is connected to the secret of the heart. So even if somebody in front of you reads the kalima, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, whether he is a Muslim, whether he is not a Muslim, that knowledge is only with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That knowledge is only with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today, you will find people who read the Quran, but they say that the Quran is incomplete. Some of the Shias, they say the Quran is incomplete. You will find the Qadianis who say that Nabuwat did not end at Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But they also read the kalima in front of you, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. They also read Fajr namaz, Zohar namaz, Asr namaz. They have a beard, wear a pagri, their leader wears a pagri. So Nabi is right, because actually in this dunya, as Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said in the hadith, which I will read in front of you, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, "Nahnu nahkumu bizzawahir." We are the messengers, and in dunya, we will give the decision in accordance to that which is apparent, in accordance to that which is zahir. The decision we give is to that which is apparent, because we are in dunya. That is why if a person wants to become a Muslim, then he should read the Shahada. He can't say that, you know what, I'm a Muslim in my heart, I don't want to read the Shahada. How can you judge him to be a Muslim? If he says, look, Allah is the one who judges me, okay, that is fine. But in this dunya, you have to live amongst the Muslims also. So the declaration has to be also outwardly. So Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Nahnu nahkumu bizzawahir, wallahu mutawalli sarair." And as for the matters that are the secret of the heart and that is hidden, subhanallah, that is in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will deal with them. Allah will deal with them. Now this question that is put forward to the Nabi is not in dunya, it is in mahshar. Where is it? In mahshar, the day of Qiyamah. So that is why the answer cannot be given in a way that what is apparent. So the answer that was given by a Nabi was the complete answer. And they said that, Ya Allah, it is the day of judgment. And only you know what is in the heart. Only you know what is in the heart with regards to Iman. So we will only say one thing, La ilma lana. O Allah, we have no knowledge. O Allah, we have no knowledge. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ عَلَّامُ الْغُيُوبِ. And oh Allah, you are the only one who has the complete knowledge of the unseen. You have the complete knowledge of the unseen. Now, this is the verse 109 of Surah Al-Ma'idah, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us some understanding of how Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam will respond to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when He questions them, that what did your ummah say to you? What did your ummah say to you? But then the ulama have mentioned after that, every Nabi will be given the opportunity to give his full account of that ummah. So in the hadith it comes, then after that, Adam alayhi salatu was salam will come, Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam will come, Idris alayhi salam will come, all of the prophets and all of their followers will also be there. And then subhanallah, it comes in the hadith only, that when the people of Nuh alayhi salam come, because kufr started in the time of Nuh alayhi salam. Remember, kufr started in the time of Nuh alayhi salam. The first batch of kufr visible was in the time of Nuh alayhi salam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to these first people who committed the sin of kufr, that didn't my Nabi come to you for 900 years, Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam? And they will say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the malaika and the angels that will be there, which Nuh are you talking about? What will they say? Which Nuh? We don't recognize anybody as Nuh. We don't even know Nuh. A blatant lie in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is why this ummah is the most honorable ummah. And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, my ummah is a witness to the previous nations, and I am a witness to my ummah. And I am a witness to my ummah. Then on the day of Qiyamah, this ummah will testify that the people of Nuh are lying, and Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam did send the message of Tawheed to these people, but they did not believe in him. And then they will counter that, and they will say to the angels, how can you say that? Nuh alayhi salam was the first Rasul, and this ummah is the ummah of the last Nabi. Look at the time span between our ummah and the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How can they be our witnesses? How can they be our witnesses? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at that time, this one day will be 50,000 years. One day will be 50,000 years. Okay. Then Allah will say, who is your witness, this ummah? This ummah will say, our witness is Rasulullah. And then Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will say, yes, I am a witness also to my ummah. What they are saying is correct. And then they will have the nerve to counter this, and they will question the angels and say, how is it possible? Where is Nuh and where is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And then Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will close the chapter and he will say, Ya Allah, I am the witness because this was the knowledge you gave me. You spoke to me about Nuh. And when this decision will be given by Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, of course, what are they going to say about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So you will find that everyone, all of the communities will be judged, but it will start with the Nabi in that box first. One will be the general questioning that we want to know how they responded. And they will say, قَالُوا لَا عِلْمَ لَنَا. And this the ulama have said, for them to say لَا عِلْمَ لَنَا, we have knowledge, no knowledge, it is to show the love that the Nabi has for the Ummah. Because they did not want to expose the sins of those who were kuffar amongst them. So all they said is لَا عِلْمَ لَنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ عَلَّامُ الْغُيُوبِ. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ عَلَّامُ الْغُيُوبِ. Now imagine, my respected brothers. Now in Surah Al-Ma'idah, thereafter in verse number 110, after this general questioning to the Nabi, to the messengers, then all of a sudden the Quran speaks that on the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will call Isa alayhi salam, Jesus. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to him, is qala Allahu ya Isa ibn Maryam, that O Isa, son of Mary, and he will be called. Udhkur ni'mati. Remember my blessings. Alayka wa ala walidatik. All of my blessings to you and also upon your mother. Remember my ni'mat that I gave to you. Your mother, she was given food, mashallah, sustenance. Without Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looking into the time and the season. And every food she desired that was given to her, she was completely protected. She grew up, mashallah, in the masjid. Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu was salam was given all the ni'mat. And then Allah said, is ayyadtuka biruhil kudus. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala assisted you with the ruhi kudus. With the ruhi kudus. Ruhi kudus. This is something we have to understand. Qudus means the pure soul. The pure soul. Ruhul Qudus is one name that is given to Jibreel Amin. One name that is given to Jibreel Amin was around Isa alayhi salatu was salam all the time. Because Isa alayhi salatu was salam was one Nabi who had followers. Can you make this child sit down, please? Don't walk around. Isa alayhi salatu was salam had, Isa alayhi salam was a Nabi, but he was a Nabi who did not have a strong following like Sahaba. His following was not as strong like as the Sahaba. Banu Israel were people who were known to leave the prophets at any time. They would leave Musa alayhi salam and they would leave Jesus, Isa alayhi salatu was salam. And they plotted to kill him. And therefore, all the time, Hazrat Jibreel Amin was with Isa alayhi salatu was salam, giving him information and assisting him all the time. So this way, Isa alayhi salatu was salam was protected. And he was in the company of Hazrat Jibreel Amin. And also the fact that Hazrat Jibreel Amin was given the order by Allah to blow into Hazrat Maryam alayhi salatu was salam. And one of the names of Isa alayhi salam is Ruh. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala assisted him because Jibreel Amin was the one who took him up to the heavens. It was Jibreel Amin who uplifted him to the heavens. So Allah says, you were assisted by the greatest Nabi who is Jibreel Amin. تُكَلِّمُ النَّاسَ فِي الْمَهْدِ وَكَهْلَ. And then Allah said, remember, O Isa, you spoke in the cradle and you spoke during the middle-aged group that you will be in. And this talks about the return of Isa alayhi salam. So when Isa alayhi salatu was salam will come again, he will speak to the people. So it's not that Isa alayhi salatu was salam is taken up in the heavens and he will not come. This is the biggest dalil of the Quran to tell us that Isa alayhi salatu was salam will return. And then the Quran says, وَإِذْ عَلَّمْتُكَ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ وَالتَّوْرَاةَ وَالْإِنْجِيلِ. And we taught you Injil and we also taught you Tawrat. وَيَسْتَخْلُقُ مِنَ الطِّينِ كَهَيْئَةِ الطَّيْرِ بِإِذْنِي فَتَنْفُخُ فِيهَا فَتَكُونُ طَيْرًا بِإِذْنِي. And you created with clay the shape of a bird and you blew in it and it would become a bird. This was the mu'jiza, the miracle of Isa alayhi salam. وَتُبْرِئُ الْأَكْمَهَ وَالْأَبْرَصَ. And the one who was born blind and the one who had skin disease, the lepers, you cured them. وَيَسْتُخْرِجُ الْمَوْتَى بِإِذْنِي. And at times you even raise the people from their graves after death. All of these miracles were given to Hazrat Isa alayhi salam. Now Isa alayhi salatu was salam on the day of Qiyamah, Allah will remind him, I gave you this, I gave you this, I gave you this, I gave you this, I gave you all this. Remember that the question is directly to a Nabi, but in a way, that question is towards the ummah, to the people at that time. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in verse number 116 of Surah Al-Ma'idah, very beautiful verses of the Quran, Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in front of the prophets will say to him, Isa, with all my blessings that I gave you, أَأَنْتَ قُلْتَ لِلنَّاسِ اتَّخِذُونِي وَأُمِّيَ إِلَهَيْنِ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ. Did you say to the Christians, to Banu Israel, that they must take you and your mother, إِلَهَيْنِ, as gods, two gods, مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ, leaving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Did you say that to them? Now, of course, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has all the knowledge. But because there has not been any other prophet that has come who has been worshipped or has been connected to God Almighty, and so many people worshipped him like Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. So on the day of Qiyamah, this question will be put forward to him. أَنْتَ قُلْتَ لِلنَّاسِ اتَّخِذُونِي وَأُمِّيَ إِلَهَيْنِ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ قَالَ سُبْحَانَكَ. It comes in the ahadith of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that this will be the most difficult moment for Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wa sallam. That such a direct question that comes from Allah, and for Allah to say to him that, did you do this? And it is only a Nabi like Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wa sallam that he will give the best answer. And imagine, look at the answer he gives. Subhanak, Subhanak, Subhanak. Allah, you are the most glorified. Allah, you are the most pure. Subhanak, Allah, you are the most pure. Ma yakunu li an akula ma laysa li bihaq. It does not befit me to say something which is not my right at all. How is it possible for me to say this? It is not possible for me to say this. مَا لَيْسَ لِي بِحَقٍّ إِن كُنْتُ قُلْتُهُ فَقَدْ عَلِمْتَ تَعْلَمُ مَا فِي نَفْسِي وَلَا أَعْلَمُ مَا فِي نَفْسِكَ. And oh Allah, you know everything. If I had said this, then you know that. You know what is in my heart, but we don't know what is with you. Your knowledge we don't know. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ عَلَّامُ الْغُيُوبُ. Oh Allah, you are the one who is عَلَّامُ الْغُيُوبُ. You have the knowledge of the unseen. And then he will say, مَا قُلْتُ لَهُمْ إِلَّا مَا أَمَرْتَنِي بِهِ. Allah, I did not say to the people of Banu Israel, but only that which you ordered me to say. أَنِعْبُدُ اللَّهِ. Worship Allah. رَبِّي وَرَبَّكُمْ. That worship Allah who is my Lord and who is your Lord. And then he will say, وَكُنْتُ عَلَيْهِمْ شَهِيدًا مَا دُمْتُ فِيهِمْ. I was a witness to them until I was amongst them. فَلَمَّا تَوَفَّيْتَنِي. And oh Allah, when you picked me up thereafter, kunta antar raqib. Then ya Allah, you were the one who was completely watchful over them. Wa anta ala kulli shay'in shaheed. And you know everything. And then he said at the end, look at the Nabi, subhanallah, wanting only the best of their people. At the end he said something ajeeb, which is in the Quran. After giving a complete answer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, complete clarity, I have said nothing of the sort, he is now saying, O my Allah, in tu'azibhum fa innahum ibaduk. We don't have no say. But if you are going to punish them, then they are your slaves. Wa in taghfir lahum. Allah, you have the complete authority to also forgive. فَإِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. You are the all-wise and you are the mighty one. You are the all-wise and you are the mighty one. You can do whatever you want. There is no one to stop you. And it comes in one riwayat that one night, Abdullah ibn Masud says, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had spent one entire night reciting only one line of the Quran, this same line. إِن تُعَذِّبْهُمْ فَإِنَّهُمْ عِبَادُكُ وَإِن تَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ فَإِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. One whole night, just one ayat reading. And then in the morning he said, I was reading this so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give me good news for my ummah. Isa alayhi salatu wa salam will say this, but I want good news for my ummah in this dunya. Look at the shafqat of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he said to the companions that Jibreel Amin came to me, and in one narration it says, he gave me the glad tidings that, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Worry not, Allah will make you happy in reference to your ummah. In reference to your ummah that you are worried of, Allah will make you completely happy. Inna sanurzika, we will make you happy completely. And that is when Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam became very, very happy that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me this shafa'at, shafa'ate kubra. That is why, my respected brothers and elders, alhamdulillah, for us to be an ummati of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that is great honor. Just to conclude our session, I wanted to talk about this, is how do people deviate from the right path? How do people deviate from the right path? This is again a very important topic. Just to give you an example, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran. The Quran is the book of hidayat. And so, my respected brothers, when we understand the Quran, we have understood everything. So how do nations and communities drift away from Sirat-e-Mustaqim, and how are they misled by Shaitan? If you can understand this topic, which will be covered in the next 5-10 minutes, inshallah ta'ala, the Shaitan can never harm you, inshallah. If you can understand this topic. If we look at Banu Israel, the ummah that came before Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, even Isa alayhi salam's ummah was Banu Israel. Banu Israel were a group of people that you could never understand. They had touched every line of extremism. And so, for an example, one group amongst them, the Quran says, فَرِيقًا كَذَّبُوا وَفَرِيقًا يَقْتُلُونَ. The Quran says, look at the words of the Quran, that there is a group amongst them that is falsifying everything that their benefactor is putting forward in front of them. The Nabi is saying to them, and they are falsifying everything, every revelation they are falsifying. And not only are they falsifying, they are going and taking this to another extreme. Yaqtulun, they are killing and murdering the Nabi that comes to them, the prophets that are coming to them. Now, look at this very extreme level of understanding their deen, their faith. That so many prophets have come to them, whatever revelation the Nabi speaks to them, they say, oh, you people are lying, you're a liar. And if they didn't like that Nabi, they would kill that Nabi. So one level of extremism amongst them is that they were prepared to kill the Nabi. They were killing the Nabi. And then the other extreme. The other extreme, the Quran says, لَقَدْ كَفَرَ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الْمَسِيحُ ابْنُ مَرْيَمُ. It is an open kufr for somebody to say that Jesus is the Son of God. That Jesus is the Son of God. Oh, إِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الْمَسِيحُ ابْنُ مَرْيَمُ. Allah save us. That Allah, He is Jesus, the Son of Maryam. So this is open kufr. Now look at the opposite. On one side, they are prepared to kill the Nabi, and the opposite extreme to that is that they are boosting, they are going in excess and exaggerating and wanting to show so much love to a Nabi, so much love to a Nabi, that they make him into a son of God. Do you understand what I'm saying, my brothers? Does that make sense? See, one extreme is here and one extreme is here. Here, you are killing even the prophets. And here, you are turning the Nabi of the time into God. So what was the issue? How do people deviate from the right path? What is the issue, my respected brothers and elders? Now understand, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to them, one ayat of the Quran that will solve all the problems. قُلْ يَا أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ لَا تَغْلُوا فِي دِينِكُمْ. O people of the book, do not be excessive in your faith. Do not be excessive in your faith. Don't do ghulu. Don't cross the limits. Don't cross the boundaries in matters of deen. Don't go to that level. That is all you have to do. That is all. So that is why even when it comes to paying homage to a Nabi, there is a limit. How much can you love a Nabi? The ulama have said there is a line. What is that line? The most you can talk about a Nabi is to say that from all of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the best creation are the prophets. What are they? That is the line. What is the line? That is the line. The line is that the most you can say even to a Nabi is that they are the best creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In His creation, there is no other greater creation than the messengers and the prophets. But if you are going to cross the limits, if you are going to cross the limits, that is why there is a fundamental difference between ulama-e Deoband and the Barelvi sect. Both claim to be Sunnis. Both claim to be Sunnis. But in terms of Aqeedah, it's chalk and cheese. The ulama-e Deoband hold that line. What do? They don't allow anybody to cross that limit. So when it comes to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, our claim is he is the greatest Nabi, and his knowledge that Allah gave him is also uncomparable. But you will find in the Barelvi books, even who call themselves Sunni, they will want to give him a title that even a Nabi is knows ilme ghab. What does he know? Nabi knows ilme ghab. Now these are very, very dangerous words when you use to a Nabi. Because Allah is the one who is Allamul Ghuyub. What is he? So you have to be very careful. Although when you put them in the corner, and you know, it's like when you say to a Christian, okay, you say the Son of God, when you corner him, then you will refine everything and he will slowly come to his senses. And also they will say, no, we don't say that, you know, Huzur alayhi salatu wassalam knows everything like that. Allah tells him, Are bhai, if Allah tells him, then why are you putting such a massive title that is generally used in the Quran only for Allah, as he is Allamul Ghuyub? Why are you saying he is Allamul Ghuyub? And then you will find there are certain people who will say amongst them that even a peer and an awali has got so much power that he can remove a calamity. What do they say? That he can remove the calamity. So for an example, you will find certain people that will say that at the time of musibat we say, like what the Shia say, Ya Ali Madad. What do they say? Ya Ali Madad. What does that mean? Oh Ali, help us. Ya Hussein al-Madad. And then you'll find some of the Barelvi sect, they might even say, Ya Ghaus al-Madad. Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani, Rahmatullah. Ya Ghaus al. Now, these are words that you are uttering, actually opening up the path and the road for shaitan to mess around with your mind. And then when people start to mess around, then you are in problems. What are they? So that is why we will say, if you go to visit the qabr of the wali of Allah, you are not to kiss that qabr. How can you kiss that qabr? But they say, what is wrong with kissing? We don't kiss that qabr thinking that he's God. No. It's not about that. A person can't say, I am working somewhere, you know, but I am not doing this. You can't say that. Otherwise, slowly what happens, shaitan will open the door off. That is why Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, be careful that the shaitan does not open the doors of tuhmat for you. Tuhmat means to accuse you. Don't do things that sometimes you can be accused. So we don't say that a wali is dafi'ul bala, that he can remove a difficulty. We say the one who can remove the difficulty is who? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so all of these things, my respected brothers, are very, very important. And that is why the Quran is saying, that is why every miracle that the Quran speaks, Allah says, bi izni, or Jesus, you blew in, inside this clay, which was the shape of a bird, by my permission it became a bird. The leper, by my permission you gave him cure. The blind person, by my permission you gave him cure. Constantly you hear the word, bi'izni, 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 my permission, my permission. So a person understands the aqidah. What does he do? Understands the aqidah. And now there are two things. My respected brothers, the syndrome of excess and deficiency. The syndrome of excess and deficiency. In the Arabic terminology, it is called ifrat and tafrit. What is it called? Ifrat and tafrit. Ifrat means to cross the limits. What is it? To cross the boundaries of what Shariat has told you. To cross the limits. And tafrit means that you fall short from fulfilling the duty that is given to you. You fall short in fulfilling the duty that is given to you. So a person will always be deviated from the right path if he follows the line of ifrat, excess, complete exaggeration. He is exaggerating all the time and he wants to be excessive in his faith. Then he will be misled by shaitan. And the other part is what we call tafrit. Tafrit means al-yadhu billah, that a person will fall short in fulfilling his own duty in Islam. So you will find some people who will go to the extreme of saying, oh, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he was a human being only, and you know, he's al-yadhu billah, he's passed away, but finished, you know. They talk in a language as if you are not showing respect to Rasul sallallahu alayhi. This is guna. This is also guna. So Islam is a religion of moderation. Islam is a religion of moderation. So two sources are given to us. One is revelation. One is revelation. And number two is to follow Rijalullah. But to conclude, Rijalullah means to follow the people of Allah. To follow the people of, who are the people of Allah? Number one, the messengers. Number two, their deputies, Sahaba. That is why Sunnat means to follow Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam in his actions, or in his call, what he said, or somebody did an action and he did not say something to that. So that means it is accepted by Rasulullah, so that can be a Sunnah. And Sunnah is also where Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, follow the tradition of my companions. That is also the Sunnah. So Rijalullah means you follow the prophets, the companions, his deputies, the ulama and mashayikh. What is it? The ulama and mashayikh. This is who you follow. But then you have to follow the true people of Ahle Haq. So Allah has given us the intelligence, my respected brothers. You know, you don't have to go into too much detail. Whatever is in the Quran, whatever is in the Sunnah, whatever Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam has done and what you are doing, you can't go wrong with it. And the Quran says because of ifrat and tafrit, they were very excessive in their understanding to deen. And tafrit, sometimes they went to that extreme of killing a Nabi. They were cursed. The Banu Israel were cursed. The Quran says, لُعِنَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ عَلَى لِسَانِ دَاوُدْ وَعِيسَى بْنِ مَرْيَمْ. They were cursed by the tongue of one Nabi of Banu Israel whose name is Dawud alayhi salam. And when Dawud alayhi salatu was salam cursed them, it is said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala turned them into swines, pigs. What were they turned into? So one section of Banu Israel were transformed into pigs, swines. And then when Isa alayhi salam got angry and did baddu'a, one group of them were turned into monkeys. What were they? And then today the only people who actually follow the traditions of Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam and are people of haqq are the ummah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So we should remain firm and steadfast upon the Quran. Just this section of Isa alayhi salatu wassalam was left out, that how he will be questioned by Allah on the day of Qiyamah. So alhamdulillah, we have completed that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless all of you, mashallah, for taking time out and sitting and listening, inshallah. This will be our sadqah jariyah. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by this majlis open the doors and barakat in dunya and also in the hereafter. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawakkul and taqwa and afiyat. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. اللهم تقبل منا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم نستغفرك ونتوب إليك سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين